varieties of algebra are exact categories, and therefore it is known that effective descent morphisms and regular epimorphisms are the same. Now, if you consider the varieties of first-order structures, as in MOSIF, then you only get regular categories, but still regular epimorphisms are effective descent morphisms. I will try to show this in a slightly larger class of structures, and I'll do it in a general setting, in a more general setting, which I'll start explaining. In each step, I'll imitate the notions of first-order structures. So I start with an exact category S to imitate set with a family of end-off functors of S which are regular epi preserving, and another family of end-off functors of S, G row, flowing row, which are finite limit preserving. This try to imitate function symbols, and you can think of this as if you think the function symbol is K-L-E, for example, you can think of it in sets as taking an object set A to its power according to the arity of the function symbol. And similarly for this functor here. Then we construct, we build the category taking as object sequences A omega A row A row in row, where A is an object in S. Each omega A is a morphism from F omega A into A. So this imitates operations. If you look at this as A to the K, this is an K area operation, and row A will be defined into G row of A, a monomorphism, and whose domain I'll denote by G row A. This imitates the interpretation of the relation symbol. As for homomorphisms, we'll have homomorphisms from A into B in F, which have to respect operations and relations. So for which this diagram commutes, and also for each row there is a morphism which I will call H row, for which this diagram commutes. Now this category E is regular, and it happens that a commutative diagram in E of this form is a pullback in E if and only if it is a pullback in S, as well as the diagrams which we obtained taking this market that I'm mentioning here. Also, a morphism is a regular epimorphism in A. Say Q. If and only if Q and the corresponding Q rows are regular epimorphisms in S. Now, to show that in this category E, regular epimorphism are effective descent morphisms. I'll be quoting a theorem in the chapter. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'll be quoting a theorem in chapter Beyond Bar Exactness by Gianluisa Sobrano and Solon. And so I'll have to show, in order to show that the regular epimorphism is effective descent, I will only need to show that for any discrete vibration of equivalence relations over the regular FEP, top equivalence relation is effective. I take such a discrete vibration in E because of those properties, it's also a discrete vibration of equivalence relations in S, and as S is exact, the top is effective, so I have morphism Q, which is regular epi with kernel plan R1, R2. Now, to complete the proof, what one really needs is to show that you can give this Q a structure, say omega Q, rho Q, which makes it an object in A, and for which Q is a regular epimorphism in A. To get the omega rows, well, one just uses the preservation properties of the F omegas. To get the rho Qs, we will have to do a little more, but I start by observing that if I replace here this morphism by the corresponding ones with the rows upstairs, I also get a discrete fibration of equivalence relations over S, and so I will have for each row a corresponding Q row. Moreover, if I complete the diagram, what I get here, in this case and the cases I just mentioned, are pullbacks. This is because the category is regular, and these are regular because P is effective descent in S, being S being exact and being a regular epimorphism. I would like to show this slide because I had a little trouble drawing this. So the back diagram here is a pullback. The front one is a pullback. These morphisms here are obtained just completing the diagrams as I did before. And this one here will give me the rho cues that I need, these omega rows that I have here. Now, I need them to be monomorphisms, and the fact that they are monomorphisms will follow from the fact that the diagram in the back is a pullback. This one in front is also a pullback, and I'm using preservation of finite limits by the G rows, and also it's important that these rows here are monos. So then I do have that P is the effective set. As for subcategories of E, which will imitate varieties, I will need a notion corresponding to the notion of substructure. Here I have relations, so the notion is a little bit more elaborate than just subobject. So we like the definition. A is a substructure of B if there is a monomorphism M from A to B such that the diagram corresponding to the one, that one here, is a pullback. Then I'll consider subcategories of E, which are closed under substructures. Products and quotients. So regular epis. Now, these subcategories are full subcategories of E closed under pullback. Follow some these two assumptions. And moreover, any regular epimorphism in X is regular epi in E. This follows from the fact that E is regular and that X is closed under quotients or regular epimorphisms. So any regular epimorphism in X is an effective descent morphism in E. From here, we already have that any regular epimorphism in X, except that story of this one, is effective descent. And to prove this, I will use the criterion which was used before here by Dirk Hoffman. I have a regular epimorphism P in X, which is the effective descent in E. And if for any pullback in E, in which this is in X, which is the case here, this also is in X, and this is in X, this one is in X, then P is effectively sent. Now, this follows directly because P is a regular epi, and the category is regular, so this one is regular epi, as X is closed on the regular epimorphisms, this is in X. So P is effectively sent in X. Now, as for examples, of course, I'll consider first order languages. And E will be the category of structures for the class of structures for first-order languages. The regular epimorphisms are the strong surjective homomorphisms, this meaning that they are surjective homomorphisms, which are also surjective in the interpretations of the relations. Varieties. Which are as for algebras. So these are classes of structures closed on the substructures, products, and homomorphic images. So they are closed on the quotients as X. So for varieties, regular epimorphisms and effectively descent morphisms are the same. The slightly larger class that I was talking about is quasi-varieties, so it's the class of structures closed under substructures, products, and these strong surjective homomorphisms. So, quasi-varieties. So here again, effective descent morphism and regular epimorphism are the same. Among these are at least those classes of structures which are axiomatizable by axioms of the form these are Horn sentences, but special ones where these theta here must be of the form PY1YL, where P is a predicate symbol and the Ys are variables, and moreover, variables of distinct thetas do not overlap, so they are disjoint. A set of variables. This is any atomic formula. So here again, effective descent and regular epimorphisms are the same. The very particular example of this is the class of pre-ordered groups. Which is axiomatizable by axioms of this form, although it's not true if you think of pre-order sets, as one can see, for example, in finite pre-orders in topological spaces by Genovese and Subra. The last thing, the last example, is just think of a monad. With S, so this is a single end of functor as the one that was here at the beginning, the F omegas. S exact, and it must be, as at the beginning, regular at the preserving. Then you can construct a category E as I did before, but then the subcategory of T algebras is closed under subobjects, products, and quotients. So again, here the regular epimorphisms and the effective distance morphisms are the same. There's one more thing I'd like to say. Is that when doing this, Professor Genovese called my attention to the role played by the monomorphisms, and so I'm working on another version where we start to prove these results for the monomorphisms of S, and then get this result for this category E. Afterwards, using it.